I am not changing nothing, brother. Hey,
are you ready?
Very
good. What's
up?
Okay,
when you start, can you look at that one, please?
Oh, this one.
Yeah, look at that.
This one.
I thought that was mine.
No, it's both of
yours.
It's mine.
We own it. What's up, T?
I'm a nicking with this.
Tuso, don't leave me hanging.
What's up, brother?
He's doing homework. Only now.
I wasn't ready for the show.
Hey, teacher.
What's up,
hey, teacher.
As you can see, we're in the new studio.
The second choice studio.
Second choice studio. It's supposed to be the third. The first one was with Jack, but Jack has been cancelled. Sorry.
Jack has been whack.
He's whack.
He's whack. So we've got new studios.
Like a ball sack.
Wow.
That rhymes.
No, that's a whack line.
It rhymes.
Kind of what was that line I said? You should have been a cop. F hip hop with those whack lyrics, you're bound to get shot. That's you right there.
No, that's whack.
Guys, that's if whack. You want to vote for the studio, tell us how you feel. Here's a personal number for the creative director of the show. He might get you onto a segment of the show.
Who is that?
The number is 081.
Oh, is that the, no, that's a WhatsApp number.
746.
Now 04. You see who's the creative director. He was getting worried.
This number. Please send nudes. Okay, guys. The number I'm going to repeat again, but it will be on the screen at the bottom. 081-746-1104. To vote for the studio, last week's studio.
Or this one.
Now, I don't want to influence the voting or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards today.
But you're influencing now.
You're influencing. No, I
said before, I'm not leaning towards it. I don't want to
influence. But you're leaning.
I'm leaning.
And the viewers are watching. They're being influenced. Anyway,
if I'm an influencer, hey, man, pay me for that cash. That car, pay me.
Is that a zero or a six?
Is it a zero?
I don't know.
You gave me the number. It's your number, creative director. Anyway, let's move on with the show. Linda Tuso, what do you want to call me today? Moss man.
You're not greeting me.
I said, but
you didn't. You went to this guy and he forgot about me.
I said, Linda Tuso.
But you want to have a five.
You want to hug me. You
want to hug as well.
Okay, let's get on to the show, gents. This week, on the new segment of Help.
I almost said it. Yeah, carry on.
Help a nigga out, guys. We need to find better names. We need a new... Guys, any of you want to be the new director of our show, please? Send your CVs.
There are directors already.
Send your CV to that number that's on the screen.
What are we talking about now?
We want to talk about that car. There's a lady who wants that car.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Afifa. Afifa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the name. She's Kryptonian. Mm. I don't know if that matters. She's a mother of three kids, boys. Was it? Okay. Lanky boys with all their requirements wants a car. Wow. Okay, let me break it down because there's no punctuation here. Creative director.
But you only, which means you act like it's the first time you see this.
No, Afifa is a Capetonian mother of three.
Yes.
Mm.
And she wants a car for her boys.
Yes.
She's got lanky boys. Does lanky mean tall?
Yes.
Okay.
And the husband.
Yeah.
Where's the, the husband comes on later into the show. Oh, is husband part of the boys?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay. Her budget is 3,000 to 4,000 rand per month.
Okay.
She wants a spacious car. Obviously, the boys are lanky. The car needs to be reliable.
Reliable.
Obviously, no, you know why I said reliable.
Why?
Because I was on to obviously.
Okay.
Reliable and obviously fuel efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Safe for her, the hubby, the three kids to take occasional road trips.
Mm-hmm.
She likes a Suzuki Fronx.
Mm-hmm.
And a Cherry Tiggo, but they are both out of her budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she can keep on dreaming about that.
Yep.
Dreams come true, Afifa.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think we'd like to start with you today.
No. Let's start with you.
We always start with me.
But it's how it is. Start. Oh, you start.
You guys want a room?
Yes.
No,
please.
Start.
Okay. I've got a quick car, and I know it's going to get crushed because I am the guy that doesn't know anything about cars.
I think it's actually a good car.
I'm the sports guy. The car that I suggested for Afifa. And please put the correct...
Just tell us the car.
Put the correct... put the correct photo next time. Nah? It's a 2019 Mazda CX-3 2-liter active.
Mm,
it's an auto.
Mm-hmm.
Nah?
Mm-hmm.
It's for sale. I saw it for one... Okay, it was 3-4.
What is it?
3,400.
What's the price of the car?
Let me check the price of
sports
the
car.
This guy didn't do his homework today.
Guys, homework.
So it's about 170.
Yeah.
How many cases is it done?
It's done below 100,000.
Ah, it's impossible.
I'm telling you.
You see, we're having the same issue as we had last week. It's probably sold in that area that you like the most. It's
Hey, I looked, bro. I made sure, Hori.
Okay, so how many cases has it got?
Let me check the case. I'm sorry. But while I'm checking the case, what do you think of that car? Here it is. It has done 65,000. It's a private sale in Princeton.
No.
Is it too good to be true?
No, that won't happen. Tuzo, what do you think?
Look, Johan, I've looked at a few. I'm looking at them again. I think it would otherwise be a very good choice. Good quality Mazda and all of that, but within the price range, I'm interested in the specific one that you have. And within the price range, I think it would be good. But at that age, how's the warranty and all of that? I'm worried about the boot space. It's tiny.
Yeah.
For those three big men, the boys, it's three boys, eh?
Mm,
so I'm assuming the husband is so tall, if the boys are tall. So it's four big men.
I love the
And they want to take road trips in the cars. In the car, sorry. Uh-huh. So a road trip in that tight boot for me might be a bit of an issue. But otherwise,
you like the
car. Not bad.
Look, I think a Mazda, I'm always a fan of Mazda. Uh-huh. Mazda is a great car, right? It's reliable, it's stylish, it's strong. One, that price, that car doesn't exist. You're going into Tuzo's neighborhood.
Okay.
If you look carefully there, 199, you're going to get a very high mileage one. These are very popular cars.
It says 65,000 and it says no accidents. Well maintained.
Dude.
Is that a sign?
Okay.
I think we need to
but
do
look,
a show.
But look, my thing is this. If you look at one car, sharp, 85,000, look at the next one. What does it say? Look at the next one.
107,000.
You see, now even that, the name of that thing is a bit... Dodge.
Worse than
you're advertising the poor guys. No.
We're not advertising them.
Look,
we're
just telling you. I just think that if you start looking at, like, you see, you see, that's 191,000 for the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a garage that is a bit reputable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you'll get that car at that price. I doubt it.
Okay.
You see, so, but if you could, great car. Just like him last week, great car. But I think we should do a show about checking out cars that
reputable or not?
No, that are likely to be a fake. 80,000 at that price.
So, are you saying what is this? Your verdict?
My
Let's
verdict
start with my car.
It's a good car. It's small.
Yeah.
It's reliable, but it will be small.
Mm-hmm.
I think that price it won't exist. That's a fake one.
Basically. So, meaning it could be accident damage.
It could be fake.
It could be fake. It could be sent deposit.
I don't know what fake means.
No,
send me petrol money so that I can bring the car.
Oh, a fake advert.
It's like, hey, dude, send me 2,000. It's they want it.
That's possible.
Yes.
Because, look, often sellers will shy away from saying no accident. They'll say, as far as I know, you know. But if someone is bold enough to say, then you'd want to trust that. But on the other hand, it might be fake.
Yeah.
And when I see that it's a private seller, stay
away. Private seller might be wanting to look at the picture. Yeah,
sorry to disturb you. What I saw is that the same car, there's various garages with the same maroon car.
Mm.
It's facing this way. It's facing this way.
But not the specific one.
Look,
anything is possible. Again, Afifa, check it out. Because I'm just thinking now of situations I've been. Maybe people are winding up deceased estates. They get rid of assets. You advertise. You know, it's possible.
Country.
You'll never know.
Okay.
It's worth a look, but do your homework properly.
Yes.
Otherwise, good car.
Good car. It's small, though.
Yeah, the put is tiny.
I feel like I'm part of the group now.
Eh? You know something.
Yeah, I feel like I'm part of the
clique.
Hey.
Let's hear your car.
Okay, I have a 2022 Renault Kiga, Zen Auto. Kiga, Kiga, I don't know how it's pronounced.
It's French. There's it's a French called Kiga.
Kiga.
I don't know.
So this example
put
is
N
got
in front of the K.
It's got 26,000. Huh? What's that?
Guys, he says put an N in front of the K.
But this guy, come on, focus.
Ah, my focus.
I wouldn't buy it because focus of that. But anyways, carry on.
You guys are not serious.
I'm sorry.
carry on. 2022. It's a 1 liter, so you know it's efficient. It's not powerful, but it's efficient.
Mm-hmm.
26,000 Ks, 199,900 rands. And it's quite fully loaded with Apple CarPlay, which is wireless, as well as Android Auto. What the one big thing for me here was, or the two big things rather, the fuel consumption as well as the boot space.
Does
it might look like a small car. I was surprised myself, especially for those four big men. The boot is 405 liters.
Which is
and that's with all seats up, not no seats down.
That's the size of a Polo, isn't it?
And this looks small, bro.
It's the size of a Polo, that.
Yeah, but in this price range, for what you're looking for,
it's tiny.
If you look at its competitors, this is good.
The Mazda would be how many liters?
The Mazda is 260 liters.
Phew, Mazda got a tiny boot.
No, 264 to be specific.
Yeah,
so
that's a small boot.
That's a very small boot.
Yeah, so when you're talking about the Polo size, 400 is about Polo.
I think Polo is in the 300.
So this,
I didn't
this
check.
Car
I didn't
is all
Apollo.
Boot
and then inside.
Boot, economy, technology, right? Now, Road I'm not going to trash my own car, but I've read there's some concerns about build quality.
Hey, dude.
But hold on. Renault is a reputable brand, and they've got this joint venture with Nissan.
Nissan.
Right? And they've got a 5-year, 150,000-kilometer warranty. It's worth a look into.
Okay. What I read is got a 2-year, 30,000 service plan.
Service plan.
Yes.
I'm taking warranty.
What does a warranty do? We actually have to do that.
It covers everything.
If it breaks.
If
look,
it breaks, yeah.
If you have to fix anything like a turbo, this is a 1 liter engine. This is a 900cc.
1 liter turbo, yeah.
This is a 900cc that you found in the other Clios.
Mm-hmm.
You know the nice Clios that I liked, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're problematic with their tables. They're problematic with their electronics.
Everything has got a turbo issue. Have you noticed that?
Every week
it's got a turbo issue.
No, but the Renaults are known for that. And it's expensive to fix and service. You can't deny that.
So
not necessarily. Compared to what?
What is a competitor? Franks.
Franks.
Tigo.
Tigo.
To be
even
cheap.
The Mazda.
This
okay, that'll
be
a different
expensive
exercise we'll have to do. I don't have those figures.
This would be the most expensive, and it's got issues. You know those Clios have got issues, and they depreciate like no one's business. The Kiga or the Tigger or Kiga would be worth nothing next year, or would be worth half of that. Because brand new, these are what, 400,000? 2 years ago, there was 400,000.
So no, just over 200.
Are you saying this thing is not valuable at all?
Look,
2022.
About 290, I think.
Brand new.
I think so, yeah.
No, I'm not going to.
Well, I could be wrong.
Yeah,
I could
just double check it.
Going to specifics,
I'm worried about. I'm worried
about
the size.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the engine, which is a 900cc, which has always been a downfall of the other Clios. They're not those 900cc. They're problematic with the table blowing and all that, and the depreciation and the service plan. It's 2 years, but it's already run out of service plan.
Okay.
So you have to be servicing it yourself, and that's quite expensive.
A road trip to the sea here. Or
I've had experience with Nissan, and it's not that bad.
Okay.
What are we saying about his car?
What
are you saying about his car?
I wouldn't.
Those are his reservations.
I wouldn't.
I've got my reservations. And look, I don't think it looks nice.
And also, good thing you say that. She likes the Franks. Have you looked at the Franks? Very similar design.
Like
to
that,
yeah. That's actually what drew my attention.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this photo of the back seat. Tall people cannot sit in this car.
It's tiny.
It's very small.
It looks tiny. And the boot 400.
You could sell this car in China for the smaller.
400 is the same size as a Polo. And Polos are not known to be commodious. That's the word again.
Commodious. You're learning English.
You and commodious. Okay.
I think I've got the right car.
Wow.
Dude,
as
just
usual,
say the car. Why?
I've got the Hyundai Santa Fe, 2.2 CRDI. So we all know that it's frugal. It's a four-wheel drive.
English.
Frugal, Baba. It is frugal. Yeah, frugal.
What is that?
Polo Put size is 350 liters.
Oh, yeah, 50 liters, give or take, oh, come on. You know? So,
Come, frugal. I don't want to get him
frugal.
Okay, carry on, frugal. It's fine. You know what frugal means?
He knows what frugal means. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a 2014 spec. It's 137,000 Ks. It's got 141 kilowatts of power. Now, that's a lot of power. A GTI 4 is 110 kilowatts. Remember that.
It's a 4.
But it's got 110. And it's a 4. There was a time you saw that was extremely fast.
Yeah, that was long ago.
But
when the 4 was 141 launched.
141 kilowatts is a lot of power, right? Mm-hmm. It's got fuel range will give you 700 Ks. Cruise control.
How big is the fuel tank? Fuel range, you must always say in context.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, anyway, okay. Carry on.
Auto headlights, cruise control, keyless entry, leather, all-wheel drive, cheap insurance, spacious, reliable, frugal. Guys, must we carry on?
This Which one is this? 2012?
25. You saw it. It was 2014.
Yeah.
2014.
The one that's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
So 11.
2014 is 10 years right now.
2013 it is.
Yeah, it's 11. So
it's old.
Okay, my issue, the car is old.
Okay.
Right. Warranty issues.
You can buy a warranty for a car that's old. You can. You can buy a warranty. No,
of course you can. Just like anything can happen.
Yeah.
Right? But what type of warranty are you going to get? Age and mileage always play into warranty. And look, that might be an issue. You might not even.
Look.
At this age.
I think we should look at these warranty things and start talking about warranties.
Yeah, we can have an episode of that.
I think we should have an episode of that. Mm. If you finance this car, you should be able to get a warranty that covers your biggest issues, your gearboxes, your turbos, your what. I don't see her having a problem with the gearbox. I don't see her having a problem with the table. I don't see her having any problem with anything in this car for the next 10 years.
There are many Besides things you haven't seen in your life, my friend. Doesn't mean anything.
Besides trying to sell it, this car is old already.
Look, is look, gonna drive look it at it, look at it. It's 10 years old, and it's the same price as many current cars, his car. It's 10 years, so it means it's maintained
price. Would you buy that car?
I would buy this car. More out of these three cars, I'd buy this car. It's a better car all around.
Okay.
It's more reliable. It is. Tuzo knows this. He just won't say yes.
Do you want to agree?
No.
Look, it is a good car. Don't get me wrong. My only thing is its age.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Okay.
Right? And it's got some electronics. I was impressed. I know someone that has one. Just this past weekend, it's got an electric tailgate.
Chizza!
Right? But at this age, I'm worried.
Look at where it's been sold. It's a good, reputable place. Look at the car itself. It looks good. Get an extra warranty. This car should be fine for the next 10 years.
If you can get it.
Yeah, it should be fine for the next 10 years. Okay. So what do you agree
let
on?
Let us vote.
What do you agree on?
Sorry, let's go into the secret
but
ballot.
But you're going to vote for your own car. Okay. Mm. I say, here's my vote. I say, if Mswati, you can get that car with good mileage, the CX, your car, get that car. If you can get it, I doubt you will.
Okay, one vote for my car. Thank you. Me?
But if you can. I don't think you can, so it's my car.
I was looking for some warranty information. But anyway.
Why did he voted for my car?
I didn't vote for your car. I know you can't. I looked. I know you can't. You're going to get 200,000 car, 200,000 mileage
car. Let's settle this. Tuso, what do you say?
He has to go with mine. He knows it. He's dying. He says, yes.
Let's be fair.
Look. I think what I've said is what it is. I for the price... His car seems to make sense, but I've got lots of reservations with the mileage and the age.
Mm-hmm.
And
but would you, based on
I probably wouldn't buy it myself because of those two things.
Based on the criteria that was put out, would you then suggest your car?
No.
Well, I've already suggested it.
No. Again, now that you've read the...
No.
Now that you've read the actual spec, where this is what is needed.
The race is between these two. That's
and
it.
Now my car clearly then becomes...
You won't get it at 190. You won't get
becomes
it.
Becomes dodgy, unless, as we said...
It's a... What do you call this?
Someone's leaving the car.
A white elephant. What is it? What is it, these rare things? A unicorn.
That one.
Yeah, look. Sorry, I'm still stuck on the warranty thing. I'm looking at one,
Yeah.
And at that age, the lowest package here, your engine's covered for like 20,000 rand.
if it will get it. Might even be worth it. But so that's a big concern for me where that car is concerned. My thing is
the engine won't do anything.
No, but you don't know that. That turbo might go.
How much is the turbo covered for?
But the turbo might go.
How much is it covered for?
We'll do that homework. Yes. But my point is, about the turbo, my point is the car is too old and therefore the risk is higher. The car that I proposed still has warranty. It's a newer car, less mileage. Smaller. And it's more fuel efficient.
It's smaller.
Smaller.
It won't fit anyone.
Yeah, no one will fit in that car. Of course, it's smaller than... Guys,
I
can get you any car if you're going to look 15 years old. You understand? I can get you any car in a lower price range. So for me, that argument falls.
So can we
this lady is going to have problems in no time with that car. It's too old.
I'm saying.
I want us to reach
for bottom line. Please. Me, I say, if you can find the CX-3, get the CX-3. It's small, but that's the most cheap, reliable car you can get.
Okay.
Your car, I don't think it's a Renault. Hey, no. I don't even want to trash them. My car is the best one, but clearly you won't agree. You're going to... No. What do you think?
You agree with my car. I agree with my car.
So you win.
Okay. So today, you find the verdict.
Okay, if Thank you don't you. Find it, my car wins.
Yeah.
If you don't find
okay,
it.
Okay, Afifa.
If you don't find it.
Afifa, look at all cars. Call me. And give us feedback.
But we, I think on the show... Ne,
we must agree.
We have to agree. And I'm saying, Linda and myself, we're agreeing on the same thing. So
if you can get it.
Yeah, if they can get
yes,
my car.
Yes, I agree.
Let's go with the CX-3.
Ah, he agrees. Hallelujah, let's move on.
No, sure. Me, I'm happy. Because I was being trashed, by the way. I was being trashed.
What are we talking about? What's next?
Next up, you remember...
We can stop the show, bruh. Like now.
You want...
We can go.
Okay, what's next? Whatever. But I know. You all know that my car is the best one. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. I'll give it to you.
No, go spin somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah. What's next? What's news?
He must go spin.
Must go spin. Right. Yeah. Talking about spinning, eh? Remember a few episodes ago, we spoke about Minister Gayton McKenzie wanting to formalize spinning as a sport. Right? And I'm sure you guys are aware this past weekend, we had an F1 car on the streets of Sandton, right, with David Coulthard. Mm. And Red Bull obviously being behind this. I saw one of the very popular spinners in South Africa, Sam, that's his nickname, with an E30, with a Red Bull branding, all of that, you know. And I think this bodes well. I liked the idea when Minister said it, right? Mm-hmm. I think it bodes well for the sport becoming formalized. I still hold concerns about OHS and all those things. I don't know if you guys saw those videos, guy hanging out the window and his head literally by the tire and all that, you know.
It's
I can imagine Red Bull management and PR saying,
if anything happened there,
if the guy dies, you know.
But guys, think Red Bull.
Mm.
Think the
guy. Yeah, devils,
the
you know.
Guy, the cliff jumping.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ne? You know, so this is right down Red Bull Street.
I don't know. I think it's all cool.
I think it was really
seen
good.
These kind of things before.
And algorithm being what it is, then I saw another Red Bull thing, I think from Japan or something, with a nice circuit and very well-controlled drifting, as they would call it. That's
I like that.
I think there's real potential for that. And look at the turnout. Mm-hmm. People want this. Mm-hmm. Understand?
People love
We spoke
this.
About job creation from a sports tourism point of view, the maintenance of these cars, and advertising. I think the country needs something like this. I actually support that.
And
all of this, after this weekend especially, bodes well for the F1 coming to South Africa. I'm excited about
it. Do you think it will?
Do you think
I hope
that's
it will.
My question.
Minister McKenzie, I want to... you know, I like the things he said.
This guy likes to get excited.
I think so. I think he can.
He said the reason previous bids to bring the F1, that is, failed was because there were too many cooks in the kitchen.
Chizza.
Right?
Mm.
I personally asked the F1 group to speak only with the ministry.
Hey,
Motorsport SA.
Nah.
Then he proceeds to say, I'm the head chef now.
Yeah, man.
Together with Motorsport SA, we'll soon announce a local organizing committee. So they're working hard behind the scenes.
Look,
to bring F1. We only have one FIA track that is FIA Porsche compliant, which is Kyalami.
Yeah.
But there are rumors, there are no location or any specifics, but they're looking at something in Cape Town as well.
What happened to Velcom?
Pagisa was also a good thing.
Pagisa,
they'll need to get that FIA accreditation,
I guess. I say, bring it on. This guy, Hamilton, has been trying to get it. Yeah.
Could they do a Monaco type of situation?
In town.
In Sandton.
Not CBD.
Not CBD.
Not CBD.
The next thing they...
license. I'm not even worried about those guys because it'll be cordoned off. Some gas pipe will explode while they're driving.
Someone will be trying to sell something to Lewis Hamilton. Hey, bruh. Amasa has
me. There has been a lot of feet that takes a pack.
Lewis is obviously, we know, he's fully behind this. He said, we can't be adding races in other locations and continue to ignore Africa.
I love his stance on that.
I hope it does come because that's, I mean, besides anything, it's good. It's, I mean, watching the F1, and if you can watch it here, it probably would be affordable to many, but it would be an experience, you know.
So you're talking about taxes there quickly. I just want to sneak in something there.
Oh, because as a
tweeted. So here's a tweeted quickly, ne? There's a new. I know you were into technology a lot. You like talking about technology. I don't know if you take. Yeah, you like talking about it, man. There's a and glasses go well with being techno savvy. There's a new taxi that's been launched, minibus taxi, the first all-electrical minibus taxi.
Every time you press beep, the battery goes down.
So now, you must have it.
Before you're out of the CBD,
dead. I'm sure.
That time you're on your way to work, like, driver, don't. But yeah, it's called the Ekamva.
Future. Ikamva, future.
Ikamva means future, but they put the E for
For electricity.
Yes.
I thought it was for airway. But
what's the range?
Range 200 kilometers at full charge.
In real world terms, what? 150?
Probably.
120. Full charge. How long does it take to charge?
Fast charger.
Just wait, fast. How long does it take to charge normally?
10 hours.
So you're going to put a fast charger where a brie?
Through an AC unit. Nah?
Wait, Bri. mid-range.
No, I get the fast charger is going to be the DC, which is the 60 kilowatt DC.
Where?
Nah? Within 75 minutes. At Bri.
Okay, so there's going to be somewhere along the line, someone's going to take
to charge a phone as well.
Someone's going to take that and slip it in. Infinite, I'll charge your phone up fast.
Yes.
And then someone's going to charge you for that. My phone charge battery.
So now we'll probably be getting Boma 35 kilowatts. Taxis not. Look, I think, personally, just quickly, so here's what sort of riles me a little bit. This was a good idea for Bo Santaco to have thought about and done it. Ne? But they probably sat and thought like you to like,
the practicality of it, guys,
I love them.
So the CEO is saying that, look, obviously transport industry,
price.
We want to go there. They don't have a price yet.
2 million.
I doubt.
1.5.
And this thing looks like a quantum, but it's a design.
Look, they just my worry is this.
So, it's that they obviously talk about decarbonization, but I think they're just trying to be smart. I think it's ahead of its time, just like that other electric car that we had. Remember?
Look, guys.
Oh yes,
the other one.
I think this one is still also ahead of its time. The taxi industry is not ready for this.
So, I think in my times when I used to get into a taxi, the taxi starts picking up at what, 5. Right? He goes to mid-range. That's about 30 kilometers. He gets to mid-range. There's a line coming back. That's what, 60? He gets to town. He doesn't stop. You remember Noord? In the morning, going to mid-range. He doesn't stop. He just comes, fills up,
goes. No, it depends. Like, okay.
In the morning,
it's complicated.
Look,
but
No. In my time, when I used to go to mid-range, you'd find that there'd be a long line. Then a taxi just comes, fills up, it goes. Like F1, talking about F1. They were... Those, in fact, everyone should take lessons.
Here's the thing. So
let's say real life world to give you 150 kilometers. That's 6 trips in the morning.
What time are you done?
9.
Ne?
Yes.
That is then
time to charge.
It becomes quiet, I guess.
So there's 50
Remember,
of you.
Remember, there's a lot of taxis. I'll give you a quick example.
But let me finish my thing. Then there's 100 of you. At 9, you're done. It's quiet time. Others, half of them are in mid-range, half of them are in town.
Both charging.
So
no, there's not
how
one,
many chargers?
Linda, you can't
no,
have
no,
one
I'm just
charger.
Saying, no, so there's be 1,000, like 200 chargers.
Yes. Or they could have that system opula.
It's not load shedding, it's what? Load reduction, I see it happening.
What was that, you know the road, I think you spoke about it the last time, Jorge, where they have a road air.
The charges.
Wow. Now we are talking
wireless charging.
Back to the
but
future.
Anyway, we now back we're to talking the future. Back to but the future. Here, guys, Ekamva, it's there. I doubt it will.
I'd like to see it.
Someone's gonna steal a cable and
I think they should have not gone fully electric. They should have gone hybrid.
Yeah. My other issue
fully
is the
electric.
Price.
Someone is gonna fall off the balcony here because now you can't pour petrol anymore. So then someone's gonna fall off.
How much is it? If you can find the price,
they don't have a price here.
That will tell you another thing. Talking about new stuff, remember we talked about the new GTI, that Golf 8.5. Golf 8 just brings in the GTI.
8.5.
Sorry, I just did the price. Whew, I'm sorry. 1.1 million, must forget it.
Who's going to buy it? Baba,
it's over Red Rover.
I read something about... Because it's more economical, they'll make more money.
You can't forget it.
I mean, the Chinese ones are 200,000.
It may supposedly be cheaper to run, but that's the thing with electric cars, right?
Golf 7 is coming.
8.
Golf 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying, there's a Golf 8.5. You know they were doing GTI.
Mm-hmm.
So now they bring in the TFSI.
Mm.
Right?
Which is good.
Which is a good thing.
Mm.
I don't know why they were not bringing it.
Mm.
We had reservations. We were actually thinking it's because of what we're saying, the Polo.
Yeah, to give the Polo space.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of smaller engine economical cars that are in the Polo, you know, and that were probably competing with the Golf.
I'm pretty, because I think even the Polo was getting a bit bigger.
So it was starting
to encroach on that, so just make that premium. And, but I'm happy that the 1.4 is coming because there's a lot of, those were good cars. The 7s are good, the Golf, the big Golfs are good cars, 1.4 economical. So I say big up to Golf, I mean to VW.
Yeah.
Well done, thank
good
you for
all
coming.
Good all-rounder, good all-rounder. TSI is popular on the streets, as all we know. Even Apollo people like the TSI, you know.
I think
The TSI moniker almost
is almost as good as the GTI moniker.
Yeah,
you're leveling up.
If
you're TSI, you're getting there. You're
look,
middle management.
We car guys know it's not the same.
Yeah.
But out in the street,
TSI
with
TSI?
The rim, the drop suspension. Hey, my man. Talking about that, I did a metric farewell run. I went and borrowed some car somewhere. There's a nephew of mine. And there was a TSI with airbags, a stance thing.
So the entrance was doing this.
Yeah.
I hate those
popular
cars.
Guys,
my kids love that.
On the mod scene as well, very popular.
Yes, exactly. I think that's what makes it even more popular. So the 1.4, what I remember with the 7, the 1.4 TSI, a lot of ladies drove those cars. Because
would we say then a GTI is a, I mean, a TSI is a Gen Z classic,
maybe
it
could
Z,
be
because I get off for Rona. The is it Gen X or are we the
whatever?
Gen Z?
We were the CTI, we like the CTI. So the TSI might be like, remember the TSI, Baba?
One day they'll be speaking, we'll be old,
and there'll be guys on the podcast, I guess. Anyways, guys, I've got we were talking about China last week. We got a guy called Manzini, he called in fact, he dropped the SMS. He's like, guys, I hear you talking about the Chinese market, whatever. So he wants to know, guys, look, China has always been seen as a maker of cheap imitations. So Manzini asks, what is your objective opinion on Chinese cars? The Haval, the Chery, the Jetour, and all the others. Are they good after sales? Are they reliable? Or let's be honest, are they crappy cars just full of glitz and glamour?
All right, here's a little game for you. Can you guess what car this is? Take a good look. Easy, right? You're probably thinking, it's the spectacular Rolls-Royce, the famous British car brand that represents luxury and class, right? Well, guess what? Wrong answer. This isn't a Rolls. It's not even a British car. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing now is a car that is made in China.
What?
Yep, you heard that right. You're probably thinking, wait, China makes cars like this? But here's where it gets interesting. Some say these cars are pushing the boundaries of cars innovation, while others claim they're just copying Western brands. What's the real story?
So I thought maybe we should actually, we've been talking about a lot of Chinese cars.
Yeah.
We should look into it. So, what do you think?
China is a big market now. Big players with big balls. It didn't always... You know when the hamster's running, you just start making up.
Why?
They can't possibly be big, but anyway, carry on. You can edit that out.
How do you know? Okay.
The whole world knows.
I thought you guessed it.
You were all thinking it.
I think what we should look at, let's look at the whole Chinese market, where it comes from, where it's going.
What I wanted to do, I'm keeping quiet. I was looking for a voice note that dear Chappier sent the last time he saw Jito. And he had a hard on. You could see the voice change. Left the Jito.
Not a Chinese one.
I would buy it.
It wouldn't be obvious even if you did.
You would never know.
I'm not laughing. Guys
behind.
I'm not funny.
Okay, carry on.
You're going to get into trouble for this.
So you were saying the Jito, what was happening with your Jito, my friend? What did you see and what did you...
Listen.
Just quickly.
Which model is it? The smaller one.
Mm.
With the smaller one.
With the come on, Linda. Focus.
The directors are not helping at all.
He actually giggled and I got it.
Stop it.
Okay.
It was the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Regroup. Sweat.
It was the...
with those daytime running lights, right? Coming at me. I know it resembles a bit of an Urus in front. I get that, and the Chinese have a history of copying and all that, but I think they executed it so well. That thing is just beautiful, man. And for the first time, I thought, this is something I could buy. It looks like it's mimicking an Urus, which can't be a bad thing, but I think they have done it tastefully. In that it's not a direct copy, but those elements, the hexagon grille and the daytime running lights running through the grille and all of that, as that thing came towards me, I thought, wow, this is something I truly could buy.
That's nice.
That's beautiful.
So you actually said it to yourself that you could buy this thing.
I did think it. And, you know, to a large extent, cars are an emotional purchase. Mm. As when you look at the thing, like, oh, I love it, you know. Mm. And I had that feeling. So obviously I left to do a bit more research and. But I did get that feeling. I think that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But this is the thing that I think he's asking. They're good looking. They are glitter. Are they really good?
Are they gold?
Are they? I mean, if you see a Urus coming there and you're like, ooh, you know that. That's good.
What do we know about like this studio? About China and what they've produced throughout the years, the history of that. I think, you'd be like, what's the name of this show? Fong Kong.
Is this
creative director Aaron.
To Fong Kong or not to Fong Kong?
To Fong Kong or not to Fong
Kong? Creative director. Guys, there are positions available.
I wonder who's this creative director who's going to get fired. Okay.
We are hiring.
You got the WhatsApp number 081746. What? Bring your CV.
CVs, not with nudes. But history. If I think of China, and maybe it's just something that we've been
exposed.
Taught and it's just been shoved down our throats, or they produce fake
Hong Kong.
But
poor quality.
Look, I can't talk to that much. So I'll just give you what I know, the history of it. Mm-hmm. When they started the automotive industry, their first car was car 1956.
Mm-hmm.
And that's car, under...
Truck.
Truck. Mm. Okay, the first automobile. Ne? That's under General Mao. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know under General Mao, people were stuck up and... Honosina creativity in those days. And
the socialism.
And yeah, so they were taking stuff from the Eastern Bloc. So the Eastern Europeans, the Soviets, you know, I haven't seen a nice Eastern European
car. The Lada is a nice car. It's an Eastern European car.
If you think about, you know what I thought about when I think about Eastern Europe, I think, you know, remember the Dacia?
That's a nice car.
Yabu Steven, yeah. Steven J.
It was nice
no,
car.
Brah. No, that car was ugly.
But anyways, yeah.
That car was ugly. So that's 56. As the year went, the years went on. 60s, 70s, the market was a little bit quiet, even in the 50s when they started. Ne? But then in the 80s, then they started to, late 70s, 80s, they started to team up with now the Western Europeans. I get. And funny enough, the people who were against other countries trading with China, the Americans, were actually
the first ones
to say, okay, guys, let's partner and make a car. Got Jeep. they made two Jeeps or so. It wasn't a successful partnership. The big one, we were talking about it with VW, and VW went in. They the second one to go in. They had a good partnership labor. Now, so that then I think again for the Chinese, they were just lending. What Linda always talks about,
that's been designed.
But now they just sit there and say, look, guys, come to us. We are the big four. Remember, there's big four. And what I like about China, just quickly, most of these automotive companies, state-owned.
Most companies in China.
Yeah. State-owned, so you don't F around, you know? If you come in, you don't come, the Starlink BS,
You must be aligned with the...
You must be aligned, with, you understand? Yes.
The government direction.
So that's what happened in the 90s. That's when they were now just above the global average. The sales that go low. And then 19 years later, so this is like, it's big.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, from 90 to 2009, they then, till now, have become the world's top automotive manufacturer.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised. So that's less than 100 years.
Top by numbers, volumes.
Yeah, less than 100 years, about 75 years or so. Nah? So that's the history.
I don't even think you, I think you should just look at it from 81. I mean, I think from 59, what they were doing, they were just building trucks for functionality. But a normal citizen could not buy a car. It was just functionality. Get a truck, put people, they were in bicycles. 1981, they developed a car. And 40 years later, they're the biggest selling car. So that's a good move forward, you know?
You know? I was looking at, there's another one, Guangzhou Auto Company. GAC. They've just been introduced in South Africa now.
Yeah.
They one of the latest to have come into our market. So clearly, market Arona is attracting these Chinese. Ne?
So what
their head designer, just quickly, I think maybe what people want to know, or design the Dikoloi Zama China. I think the question that I'm understanding, is it worth buying, yes or no? And this guy is Zhang Fan. He's the first Chinese to actually work for Mercedes-Benz as a designer. Now he's working for JC, and he says, he admits himself to say, "Hore, China, we've always been copycats. But now with the generation, it's Huanang Lie, now where he came from Mercedes-Benz and came back home, and he's designing now for JC, we'll start to see
something new. Kana, who took the head of design of Audi a few years ago?
He went to Kia.
Oh, that was Kia. That's Kia. Korean.
Yeah, okay, cool. Kia and Hyundai.
Yeah, sorry.
So, but, like, okay, so we get here. So, the engines, are they good? What do you think? Like, are they...
Look, I know you've got reservations, especially because the engines are small.
I think they're underpowered.
You think they're underpowered?
They've got 1.5 and they give it a 7-seater, like, ooh.
But then also you see the whole world is downsizing.
Yeah, but you know, like you look at a 1.0T, FSI, mm. for example, mm. and you look at the output, mm. it would be higher than a 1.5 Haval's one, the mm. Torg. And up here, maybe might not make a difference, but I worry that they're underpowered. Mm. They're stressing the engine. It's a dangerous engine.
Yeah, which also comes down to how you drive the vehicle. As
I suppose. Mm. But
they've got 5 year, 150,000 warranties, most of these cars.
Which
so,
is a good thing,
which is a good thing for them
so
to
when we look at engines, and like I want you guys are the
don't say expert, please.
Okay. Non-expert experts. Nah? Mm. Quality, obviously, it will always matter in the build of an engine, mm. I get.
Mm.
So in the car, the materials that are being used.
Mm.
Now, do we know, Hore, China, because I get everything else people were saying, the quality, they use the cheapest material when they make T-shirts, or clothing, it's the cheapest material. You wear a shoe. Remember, we went to Hong House and bought brand new shoes.
And the Haixiang.
Hangxiang
shoes.
And we hiked. We were hiking 10 kilometers, 1 kilometer down the road. The shoes were done, brand new.
Done. Look, one of the things that gives you comfort, that's what you just said. They've got what? 5 year, 150,000. So that says we pack it 550,000 kilometers for 5 years, your engine.
Mm.
No one does it. I think Mazda is the only one that does it. So that gives you a bit of comfort.
Renault, I just told you guys earlier.
That's warranty.
But you didn't listen. Yeah. I am talking about the warranties.
This is everything. Good warranty, service plan, everything. They cover everything.
Okay,
are you a warranty? And warranties have always been known to be like, no, we don't cover that.
Get a room when I bring warranty.
We should talk about warranties. What I'm saying is that...
We clash.
Okay. What do you think of the long-term reliability?
Look, overall, let me just address the quality thing. Mm. China's a big population, right? And they're innovative. You know, lots of companies coming up. So lots of things will come out of China. We know, maybe we forget, there are a lot of good quality products that come out of China.
Mm.
This thing's made in China.
Mm.
Understand? Even if you look at the fashion industry, those guys can give... I'm not advocating for counterfeits, but they can give you a proper AAA fake of
a duplicate, but it's fake.
A duplicate, just say it didn't come out of the factory.
Yeah. Mm.
But you may find even the original came out of another factory in China.
Mm.
So China, I think it's unfair for them to be completely synonymous with fakes. So quality can come out of China. Let's give some credit in that regard, right? And for them to put such warranties for me, that says they say no, but this is one of the better products that we're giving you. It's not the sneaker that's going to be gone in after a kilometer, you know. So I'm giving them some benefit. I love what they're doing with the looks of their cars, and with how the industry is advancing. I mean, I look at the 7 Series. I worry about the technology in that car.
Mm.
For the first time, the 7 Series... Remember, the S-Class has always been leading with technology, which dictates then what will happen with the C-Class and, to some extent, the rest of the market. 7 Series is kicking butt. What's going to happen to the thing with Quasar of Motor Plan? I'm worried about that. So those concerns are there for all manufacturers, not just for China. So from that point of view, I think we cut them a bit of slack, especially because they're coming at a lower price point. But so, there's a specific... Tiggo Pro that I know and that you guys have seen as well. That gave me some concerns. There's been 2 issues with stitches on the seats coming
off. Okay.
One, the first time they replaced the seat, I think it was the passenger side. Second time, they got some service provider who stitched it up.
And it
didn't look that good.
Mm.
The owner took it back and they said, okay, no, speak to the service provider, which I think was nonsense.
You must speak to them.
So that worried me a bit. But that also might be our local agents as well, you know. So, but I'm worried about that quality. And then also around the gear, that console, there's a bit of plastic that seemed to be melting there. But they fixed that as well. So there might be a few glitches here and there, teething
quality
issues.
Quality.
But
in terms of quality.
But,
can't really
but I haven't heard of a huge uproar about... poor quality of these new cars.
New cars.
You know?
I know now personally, I am Mwene. Remember Mwene?
The guy that was supposed to take... The guy that had one job.
One job.
And took the worst picture
ever. And had the best camera.
Yes, I mean...
Dude. So Mwene, he's got a Haval H6. I think it's
the bigger one, the SUV.
Yeah,
there are plenty of those in the road.
Yeah, and it's one of these latest models. He had the old one, a silver one.
Oh, he bought the second one.
And then but yeah, in his case, he's thinking was he was looking for a car. He went for a Beamer. I think a month later, they tried to hijack. They actually hijacked him. And then he was like, F this, I'm going to look for something that is
not scary. Yeah, yes.
Not going to get me jacked. So anyway, second car, we like going fishing, Bloemhof. I've driven the Haval on a long trip. Look, I'm not an expert, but to me, it drove well. I didn't have any issues driving the car. It was comfortable. Kahare, it looks nice. You know, it's got everything that you need.
Good.
Touch
good. Some of them.
You understand?
Some of them look cracky and cheap.
It looks nice. Sunroof is smart. One thing, though, is that space. You know, if it's myself, him, Lema Jita A2, our luggage is a problem. We need to get a trailer. For luggage.
You're not small guys too, you know?
So the space was an issue. I remember.
look. So
who needs enemies?
When you have
friends like you,
best buddies like our creative director.
Look, guys. I don't know. So what are we saying? You don't have a problem with quality that much. Cracky Mechanic had something to say about the mechanical side of it. She hasn't seen it, but I'll put it up next. So I'm saying, okay, what's the future
of the Chinese?
I think the Chinese are brilliant at doing this. They call you in, they say come in, and they look and they learn, and they learn very well, and they replicate and even do it quicker, faster than you can. If you look at it now, cheaper. Jeep has left China, which was one of the first cars to get there. They were not selling much. Look at VW now. It's actually downsizing because it's not selling as much in China as possible. China is taking over the market. VW is in a bit of trouble. So now,
in China or generally?
Generally.
Okay. Mercedes, remember the few episodes ago we spoke about the S-Class.
They're suffering
of the Chinese market.
So
Chinese
now who's the second biggest manufacturer of the biggest manufacturer of electric cars is Tesla. The second biggest operations are in China. So what do you think? China are looking. And already there's Li Auto, XPeng, Nia, and Xiaomi.
it's names anyway.
Xiaomi. They're already manufacturing amazing electric cars. And I think that's the future.
I want us quickly, for Manzini to be fine.
Is it? It's yours. Is it mine? Through the cable. Oh, sorry. Is it buzzing? Was it mine or yours?
It's yours.
Yours was
really,
on the cable.
Dude, really?
But there's nothing. What was
it? It was on the cable.
It was on
so
the
frequencies,
cable.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Nah? So I want us to finalize Manzini's question. And I think when I look, Manzini sounds like he wants to buy a Chinese car. He's afraid if he buys the car, he'll lose cred.
Stuttgart, which he doesn't have.
Anyhow, he doesn't have it at all.
At all, it is.
it's pointless. You can buy anything.
Yeah.
But would you suggest a Chinese car going forward for anyone?
You know who would be a perfect person to answer that? And he's not here, but you might know. Your friend who changed from the old H6 to the new H6. What was the ownership experience of the first one?
Yes,
what was the resale value to get into the second one? Because those are all the questions that we have. You know, I don't know if you know anything like that.
Look, one of the things that I've experienced with people that have got Havals, they've got good resale values. They didn't struggle to get rid of
them. Because they're popular. The market responded positively.
And Haval will take them. So they have, me personally, honestly, this is my final word. Look, I think you can go buy a Chinese car now.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry. Maybe, depending where you are, you might worry about servicing it, where if you'll find a Haval. But the network is growing bigger and bigger. And there's three big ones, basically. GWM, what is the other one? Chery, and there's three ones. There's GWM, Chery. There's three big ones.
Okay, when you say big, that's the thing I'm thinking of.
There's GWM, there's Chery, there's another one.
Not everything is
Haval.
Big in China.
No, Haval is GWM.
It's GWM.
Big in automotive.
There's another one. What TAC King? Jack.
What is it?
Jack.
It's Jack. There's those three. Mm. And they, you start to see.
And Jack is partnered, I think, with CMH now.
So yeah, so you start seeing them.
CMH. Jack. Yes. Dealership, there'll be a Jack service
so
center.
So the dealership
thing.
Is there. It's depending where you are. If you're in Jersey in big cities, go ahead. I think they offer good value for money.
Yeah.
We will see if they've got longevity.
Rural areas, would you suggest someone?
My worry is.
If we think of the. Couple of episodes back, Kimang, again another person that was created.
There was no. Do you want them to call
that guy? Yeah. What's his name?
From the Midlands.
From Ndlovu. The Ndlovu.
Yeah.
Would you suggest Ndlovu buy a Chinese car driving in those conditions every day?
Can I say this? Rural area, so Linda, depending what you're looking for, but I'm thinking of a farmer. You understand, those guys will go for the cheapest. Look how Mahindra is doing well in farming. And with JAC, example, having partnered with CMH, I'm sure you'll find a JAC in every rural town. So for Bakis, I think they're doing well. And I've driven a JAC for a while. And
you're okay with it?
It's not the best thing. It's not an Amarok, but it does the job. It's reliable enough.
I think, okay, bottom line, Manzini.
Go east, my friend.
You can buy a Chinese car. They are so far so good, and the rate of progress is second to none.
They're going to get there, and
I think
even
they are
be
there.
Better.
I think they are almost there. They're not gonna the premium stuff. They're not there yet. We talked about the GWM, the other one that's competing with the Toyota Nano. Like, no, wait a bit, wait a bit. But
I
don't think you're there yet. But
the tank 500,
but these ones, the small engines, the 500,000-800,000 cars, go get it. I'd say that.
I think also why they do well in our country to continue to do so. We are a country that loves cars. Number one, you look at our highways, high volume of cars. We like beautiful cars, right? But cars have been increasingly unaffordable. You understand? And now they bring good-looking cars that appeal to people at a cheaper price that come with everything that, say, the Germans or whatever offer. I mean, the number of brand-new people also, that's another thing. People don't buy new cars anymore. Yeah. Number of brand-new cars, Chinese cars I see on the roads in the townships, my man.
Look.
They'll do well.
If,
so therefore, the market
it,
is good.
About it, this is my final thing. If you think about it, in 2000, 2001, Hyundai came in, Kia came in. We all used to laugh at them. Remember, they built fridges and stuff like that.
But they were building fridges.
Yes, they were. Those cars were but to, no, they were literally, there was a Hyundai fridge. There was a Hyundai fridge.
And
so,
a Daewoo.
And a Daewoo fridge. And
Daewoo.
So,
microwave.
Yeah, Daewoo. Don't you get it?
So, I like how you did 20
years
the
later,
Daewoo.
20 years later, this is stupid.
you had to take it there.
20 years later, Kia, Hyundai are one of the best cars.
I mean, look at them now.
So I say China is heading that way.
Yeah,
okay, definitely. It. Sharp.
And I think they'll do better than those two.
Edit this. The editor must edit this portion, send it to the Chinese embassy. They need to pay us for airtime.
Okay.
All right.
Sponsorship.
So buy a Chinese car if you can. If you want one, it looks good.
Yeah.
Is that the verdict, gentlemen? Yes. Thank you, Manzini. I hope you are answered wherever you are.
Sorry for that. We took
somewhere
a long time.
Somewhere in the book there where he was created by the creative director.
Manzini, do me a favor. Drop us a WhatsApp because I hate this thing. People, and I'm not the creative director.
This guy, this guy's got a short leash, man. You just yank it. What's up? When you yank the chain, you just,
okay,
and he gets welled up.
All right, cool.
I wonder how you are when you're at your kid's sports event.
I'm one of those.
Which one?
Which
one?
Which one?
So, tell me quickly. We just want to finish up, ne? I think I'm freaking freezing in here.
I'm hot.
Are you hot? Yeah, nah.
When a man.
She's hotter.
When a man.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm
type of parent.
Yeah. So I want us to talk about the type of parent, sporting parent you are. Not where you play sports, because we know that did not happen. We all played sports. I get.
Yeah.
Growing up, when we know you played basketball with Michael Jordan, you ran with Michael Johnson,
and I played football with Ronaldo.
With Ronaldo,
swam
with Thorpe.
Yeah.
With, so you the Thor. You gave him the nickname Torpedo. Guys, if you listen to this guy. But anyway, personal experience. I don't think my father's ever seen me play any type of sports besides in the street when we are playing soccer and he's calling me to send me to go and buy
cigarettes
or bread or whatever. Ne? But at school, it never happened. Quick one, there was one parent that once came to our rugby game. And I just now thinking about it, how did the child feel? Ne? And the father said to the son, "Hey, great Iswart Engelsman."
Yes,
and he called him by his name. Great Iswart
Engelsman.
Imagine your father saying that. And we could hear it. Yeah, on the field, we could hear it. We're like, this man.
Really?
Do you understand? And that's the parent. But especially in rugby, you get a lot of these types of parents being aggressive, you know. My son now plays sports. He plays rugby. And I'll tell you again a quick story. I wanted him to play cricket. He was actually, he's actually a good batsman, left-hander. He can hit the ball. Ne? And I'm pushing him towards directional cricket because I know rugby is dangerous, especially at the lower levels. It's dangerous. So I don't want him getting hurt and stuff. But he wants to go there. And now I'm going and I'm paying the cricket coach private lessons on Sunday. And on Wednesday, he's at the rugby. And he's coming back. Ah, oh, my back
so
is so...
How did that make you feel?
Do you understand? And then I just sat back one day and I was like, ah, no, man, you know what? Let him do
what he wants.
What he wants, ne? I would have loved to, for him to be a cricketer, but it's not going to happen. Now, is that then me being the type of parent where...
Okay, maybe tell us. I can see there's a list there. How
there's
many?
A list. There's 10 types. According to this website, you'll put it up. The guys click the link. Ne? So they have a model parent. Ne? I think those are the well-behaved ones. You know, they make sure the kid is there on time. You know, they've got all the kids.
That's scary because I'm sure I'm the worst one.
Then you've got a competitive parent. Ne?
Who does what?
The competitive parent, I think they're just... Ba, too. So if you
win
can
at all
read,
costs,
ne?
I'm sure.
If you read under competitive, some people are naturally competitive. A competitor is not usually a problem, unless their competitive spirit boils over. So you are saying, "Come boy, come boy," you know, not saying "Great Iswart Engelsman," but you're saying, "Tackle him." You know what I mean. Then, I don't want to go through the whole list of 10. Eh? There's the living through your kids parent.
Yeah, that's
and
problem.
I think me, in that moment, cricket and rugby, I wanted to be a batsman.
You wanted to be a...
You know?
Yes.
And I was horrible. I mean, I was a bad bowler. So
cricket was just never
it was
thing.
Just
it wasn't your thing, huh?
It wasn't my thing. No, you know? So I think for me, that was the moment. Then when he went, and then just quickly, here's another one. We have the critical parent, we've got the negative, and then my child is a superstar parent.
Who want the child is always right.
Yeah.
What
so
are you?
That's my experience. I think living through your kid's parent.
It's a problem. Then.
That was me initially. Nah? But then I think as time went on, I became a competitive parent more than... I never went over. I've been in a few verbal altercations with other parents on the field. It's happened. On a rugby field, but you know it's rugby, it happens. So that's
me. Me, looking at this list, I'm a combination of a few, huh?
Wow.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. I'm definitely the competitive parent, but positively so.
Would you ever say negatively so?
No, but I know I know I am.
Okay.
I'm definitely outspoken. I'm the outspoken parent. To some extent, the coach parent, especially when my kid was younger, was on the sidelines there coaching, then I learned to stop it.
Don't.
So I only coach at home.
Yeah.
Critical, positively, you know. And yeah, that's about it. Eh? That's about it. So I'm that guy. Typically, at a game, I'm recording, but I'm cheering on. If the guy, football this time, not rugby. If there's a tussle for the ball, I'm like, "Oh, go, it's still your ball, still your ball." Because their kids, they tend to give up. He'll go once, twice, and stop. Like, "No, go, go, go." I'm that guy. I'm that parent. And I cheer everyone on. I'm the kid's best friend. Everybody knows when they come off the pitch after the coach is done with them. I'm the first one with the high fives, encouraging the boys and all that. That's great.
I think I'm the competitive parent. That part, I can't even take videos. I've bought in cameras, I put test whatever to try and take pictures of
them.
And
then you leave them there. You're running. That's another thing. I can't sit down.
I'm running along the thing. Come on! And he said a couple of times, shut up. Shut up.
Dead. Okay.
I'll try. The next time, I'm one of those. The coach, I don't coach a lot. I coach at home.
Mm.
And again, I'll go to the coach, and the coach will probably say, look, I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4. Then I'll practice with him.
Yes.
And that's it. I don't.
But what's about guys and this parent coaching thing? I don't know maybe the years when you can start. Né? But I'll tell you now, what I learned, especially when they're juniors, 10, 13, at that age, don't overcoach. Let the coach do their job, teach them the basics. The important thing about a child, and this is why I brought up this conversation, is that let's let them enjoy what they are doing. Have
but
fun.
They should also win.
The first, the first point win. For them is for them to have fun. And then from that point on, they will flourish. Because you get people who had parents who were competitive and they were coaching them from a young age. And then when they grow older, they grow out of love with the sport. Bona Jordan. Jordan played basketball forever. When he was done, he wanted to play American football. King, not football.
Baseball.
You know? You saying Bolt ran, next thing he wanted to play soccer. You don't want that for your child.
Yeah, but so, I don't mind. If he's done Michael Jordan stuff, and then after that it's like, I wanna, it's cool.
Okay.
If Jordan so, Boyle is done, it's Michael
so
Jordan.
So let's I want the guys to comment.
Please tell us.
And tell us what type of sporting parent you are. We'll put up all the types of parents that we have, and then you guys will tell us. And then just to wrap up the show quickly, not to waste time, the directors there.
They're already sleeping. We've bored them.
The new one. Liam. So it's Liam.
Hey, these guys talk a lot.
Liam, what's up?
Big up.
There.
How?
I forgot.
So why did you venture into that?
Brendan. Bruh.
This guy is chosen to offend you five times in the past 2 weeks.
But our two amazing producers there at the back, Liam, thanks for listening to our crap. Brennan, thanks for listening to our crap.
This late time.
We appreciate. So guys, send us messages. What type of parents you are. Let's have some fun.